This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a day for some great and good economic news. The United States economy added 245,000 jobs in November. That was the headline over at Wall Street Journal. At the Washington Post, they had a headline that said, the economy added just 245,000 jobs in November. Okay, is it good news? Is it bad news? Well, there's this. A CNS News pointed out that November's 6.7% unemployment rate is actually a lower unemployment rate than in any month of Barack Obama's first term. That's worth noting. And meanwhile, the stock market, of course, loving the news, loving the good news about vaccines being deployed in Britain and Americans coming to terms, I think, with the fact that it's going to be a difficult couple of months in terms of the pandemic before the vaccines take over and take hold here. But I think there is a sense that right now, the Dow Jones is up 182 points. We're well over that 30,000 mark, 30,151 at the Dow Jones. And this is all encouraging. And meanwhile, what's not encouraging? Well, the fact that we continue to argue about an election that took place, it's now more than a month ago. Yeah, it's a month and a day. And we still don't seem to have any consensus in the United States as how and when and why this comes to an end. There are increasing voices on the Republican side of things demanding that state legislatures in places like Georgia should take action to send when they actually are required to send, which is December 8th. It's just coming right up, to send Trump electors, even if Biden has apparently carried those states. These results have been certified in all of the six contested states. President Trump going to Georgia tomorrow. It's tomorrow evening, actually. Mike Pence in Georgia today. Why? Campaigning for Kelly Loeffler and for David Perdue, the embattled U.S. senators who have to win, at least one of them has to win, or the Democrats take over the U.S. Senate, which is an amazing thing when you consider how far left the two Democratic candidates are, particularly for a state like Georgia. We will get to that, also get to a very real danger that the United States is facing, and a danger that should transcend elections, a danger of China and China's hegemonistic desire to lead the whole world. John Ratcliffe, the head of intelligence for the U.S. government under the Trump administration, says, look, we have to designate China as the number one threat right now. So what do we do about it? We'll be speaking with Gordon Chang a little bit later this hour. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I want to first go to something that just got my attention because I don't know this guy at all. I know nothing about his background. He's somebody who burst into a news hit in Portage, Michigan, which is a suburb of Kalamazoo. I'm actually one of the few people who's been to Kalamazoo, Michigan. I had a friend who went to school in Kalamazoo years ago. But in any event, there's a reporter for WWMT in Kalamazoo named Tarvarius Haywood, who was doing a stand-up and a live report. And that was yesterday when a gentleman approached him from behind, and all of a sudden a voice, some fairly intense criticism for the government's handling of the coronavirus, the pandemic. Take a listen to what it sounded like.
News Channel 3's Tavarius Havlett joins us live in Portage with the details on why the judge said no.
You're on this campaign?
Tavarius, is everything okay?
My government leaders have abandoned me.
Are you the owner?
$4 trillion of stimulus money. They gave it to who? Special interest groups and campaign donors. I'm Dave Morris. I own the place.
So what's going on?
What's going on? You know what's going on.
Tell me. You tell me.
Hey, we got a government that has taken the stimulus money. They gave it to special campaign donors. They gave it to special interests. They abandoned me, and they have put me in a position where I have to fight back. Okay?
So do you feel that this is the right thing to do?
Absolutely. I feel everybody needs to stand up. Hey, listen. There was enough money to give every family in this country $20,000 to go home for 2 months. They chose to give it to special interests and campaign donors, the Kennedy Space Center, and they abandoned us. So if you could have given me money, I'd gladly walk away for 60 days and let this virus settle down. I'm not going to do it alone. Okay?
Are you going to continue to violate the state's orders and stay open?
This is a state order. This isn't an order. This is a conspiracy. This is a tyranny.
What do you want to tell other restaurant owners who...
Wake up. Stand up. This is America. Be free. I got patriots coming out supporting me the last 2 days. You know what? It's a great thing. Wake up. This is America. Don't let them ramrod you. This is crazy when you turn around and you watch what's going on Westridge Avenue, the big department stores, the train station, the airports, side by side eating meals for 4 hours. And you're going to blame me? Come on. Come on. This is not right, and you guys know it. Everybody knows it. Stand up, America. Give us the money to shut this thing down and calm this virus, but don't take it out on a select few.
Is there anything else you want to add, sir?
That's it, brother.
That's it. What he was responding to was that on Wednesday, December 2nd, a federal judge issued a decision siding with the state of Michigan in a lawsuit that demanded the end of indoor dining closures in Michigan. Restaurant owners and the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association had asked the court to put a stop to a Sunday, November 15th, epidemic order that, among other things, closed restaurants for all indoor service and some forms of outdoor service. The trade group and business owners alleged that restaurants and bars were being unfairly, unconstitutionally targeted. The state argued that the restrictions were needed to protect public health. While the court did acknowledge that such an order could cause harm to Michigan restaurants, the decision by Judge Paul Maloney notes that generally irreparable harm, which is what they were claiming, a harm that you can't make up for, cannot be remedied with money. This situation, they said, could be remedied with money, which is what that guy Dave Morris was suggesting there. It could be remedied with money or relief provided to small businesses, although currently there is little aid available. This goes to part of the mess we're in, and part of the reason I'm not one of those people who would carp if they actually do reach some kind of aid package, and maybe some means in that aid package where people like this restaurant owner in Portage, Michigan, can actually get some relief. I mean, because you can imagine what it's like for somebody who's put his whole life and soul and his life savings and all of his efforts and presumably his family's efforts and investment in building up some restaurant that he's not allowed to operate for months. Now, again, if there is some relief, we had provided, I think, very useful relief, literally to millions of Americans, and it was not just special interests. It was to a lot of small businesses, but it went disproportionately to the special interests that knew how to file and took advantage. But surely the government can do a better job, and surely it's a good thing if they do come together on some kind of agreement, an agreement that was spearheaded by Joe Manchin, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, moderate voices in the U.S. Senate. What would that agreement mean? How would it help? And what do you do about China? Because they continue to be running at the United States. We'll deal with that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, maybe gathering some encouragement from the spirit of the season. Is that what's motivating Nancy Pelosi to try to achieve peace on earth to men of goodwill? Well, up the Dow Jones average still up over 30,000, and hope it stays that way, 30,149 right now. up 180 points, which is more good news coming after a great month. And again, all of this should be encouraging because it indicates confidence. It indicates a desire to move forward. And Nancy Pelosi has basically gone very, very far in the direction of sanity and compromise and moderation with this whole question about a stimulus package, a virus relief package that would not provide that $600 in unemployment. It would provide $300 in unemployment, but still, it would help a lot of people. It still involves us spending $908 billion. This, that moderate agreement that was put together by Susan Collins and Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Joni Ernst has become part of that group. Lindsey Graham is now part of that group, together with a bunch of Democrats, Mark Warner and Joe Manchin and others. In any event, she was asked why she's suddenly optimistic about a deal, and she hadn't been before. This is clip one.
What shifted, in your opinion, when the Problem Solvers Caucus had a much larger bill a few months ago? You did not like that piece of legislation.
Yeah.
What has shifted now when they're on board with this piece that's come out of the Senate?
Perhaps you missed what I said earlier. Joe Biden committed to ending and crushing the virus and having a Build a Better America initiative, Build Back Better, a vaccine, answer to our prayers, an answer to our prayers of 95% effectiveness in terms of Pfizer and Moderna, and there may be others coming forward. Now that is a total game changer. A new president and a vaccine. So there's nothing to, these are different. What was then before was not more of this. This has simplicity. It's what we've had in our bills. It's for a shorter period of time. But that's okay now because we have a new president. A president who recognizes that we need to depend on science to stop the virus, a president who understands that America's working families need to have money in their pockets.
Okay, this sounds awfully close to saying the kind of thing that I think a lot of Republican observers have pointed out, is that Nancy Pelosi was standing in the way of some kind of an agreement because she didn't want to give Trump a victory before the election. And she probably doesn't want to give him any kind of victory right now, but the pressure is just too great, including pressure from the president-elect Joe Biden, who has been pushing for this bill, and I think it's a good thing. But isn't it peculiar to say that, okay, we've had what she considers to be good news, which is, of course, the vaccine, which is very good news. And she certainly would consider it good news that Joe Biden has now been elected president. So if you've got good news, if you're making progress about on the question of dealing with a pandemic, wouldn't you think that would make it a little bit less urgent to pass some kind of emergency relief? Look, I'm just glad she's coming around because this is much needed. And they do have to get their act together and stop fretting about lesser issues right now and get this relief bill done and get the government reauthorized so we don't have a government shutdown on December 11th, which is when it's scheduled to take place. She was also asked this, whether she thought it was a mistake not to make the deal months ago when she could have. Listen to Nancy Pelosi, clip two.
Yeah.
Well, was it a mistake to have to accept half of a loaf months ago when you said, I'm not going to accept half a loaf?
I'm going to tell you something. Don't characterize what we did before as a mistake as a preface to your question if you want an answer. That was not a mistake. It was a decision, and it's taken us to a place where we can do the right thing without other, shall we say, considerations in the legislation that we don't want. Now, that is it. Now, the fact is, I'm very proud of where we are.
Okay, where are we exactly? Can they do the deal, please, and avoid a government shutdown? It really shouldn't be so difficult. I mean, come on. Mitch McConnell's ready to deal. And Steven Mnuchin's ready to deal. President Trump seems to be ready to deal. Get it done. Here's Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, the counterpart to Nancy Pelosi, and I ardently hope a future speaker. He would become speaker in January of 2023, 2 years from now. Here is Kevin McCarthy.
We want to get a bill done. At the same time, we've been trying to talk with the speaker. I think she is becoming more open than she has in the past. Hopefully that she's viewing what is going on across the country, the pain that is happening. You know, the speaker a number of weeks ago said doing nothing is better than doing something. She's probably the only person in this country that believes that. I hope she's finally changed her belief on that. Doing nothing is not better than doing something. That means nobody gets help. And I think people have been hurt too long. Businesses have been shut down permanently. People have lost their jobs. You can walk anywhere in this country, you can see that. But you can also tell exactly the person that has caused it. The Speaker of this House has denied the ability to help go to the American public simply because she wanted to determine something would happen in an election, to harm President Trump and him getting reelected. But what has happened is American people are hurting, and that has got to stop.
Okay, do I believe that there were political considerations, as Kevin McCarthy suggests, and Nancy Pelosi holding this up in the last month before the election? I do. But for goodness sake, they should have been focused on not just in that last month where everything is election, 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 election on all sides, but it should have been focused on 2-3 months ago when the other unemployment benefits, for instance, were running out. There has been a very strong statement by John Ratcliffe, who for the last couple of months has been the director of national intelligence. And some of those statements suggesting we need immediate action to counteract the aggressive moves of China. So what actually could be done by a new administration, potentially? We'll talk with Gordon Chang, a leading China expert, coming up on the MedVent Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says we're in a challenging time in the course of the pandemic.
But we're also in a season of hope. To be as we are, maybe, Bob, just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine.
The Vice President meeting with the CDC in Atlanta on Friday to discuss the current status of vaccine development. During a Capitol Hill briefing on Friday, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is optimistic that a coronavirus relief bill will be passed during the lame duck session.
There is momentum with the action that the senators and House members in a bipartisan way have taken with them. It could provide meaning relief for millions who are suffering.
The California Democrat also saying a new coronavirus stimulus package could be attached to a government funding bill. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, John Ratcliffe, who is a strong supporter of President Trump, he was a strong supporter as a member of Congress, one of those members of Congress from Texas who defended President Trump most enthusiastically during the impeachment crisis. He was appointed by the president as the Director of National Intelligence. I don't think he's going to be keeping that job in the new administration, but he has issued a blistering statement, just a blistering statement in the Wall Street Journal under the heading, China is National Security Threat Number One. And he goes on about the level of threat to our economy, to our security, to our military personnel on every level. The threat that he designates coming from China is deeply alarming, and I think he's doing it now. Well, why? We'll get an answer from Gordon Chang. Gordon knows as much about China as anybody, and he's been basically saying similar things to John Ratcliffe for some years. You can reach Gordon and follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. That's at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, glad to speak to you. I assume you found a lot to agree with in the statement from Director Ratcliffe.
Oh, thank you, Michael. And yes, I certainly did, because what he talks about are the incompatibility of the People's Republic of China and the United States of America. And that certainly is true. That's something that we Americans don't want to recognize. But I don't believe that the two countries can survive together over the long term. And the reason is that China has designated the United States an enemy. For instance, they did that last May by carrying a piece in People's Daily, which is the most authoritative publication in China, that declared a quote-unquote people's war on the U.S. So they think we're an enemy. And if we don't respond, Michael, we're not going to get through this.
And in terms of the threat from China, a lot of people are focused on the pandemic and the COVID-19, but it goes very directly to attempts to infiltrate American institutions and steal information and influence decisions here in the United States. That's what Ratcliffe lays out. Is he right?
Oh, he's certainly right. For decades, the Communist Party has tried to infiltrate all institutions in the United States, whether you're talking about business, media, schools, Congress. China has gone after these with a relentlessness and a determination which is alarming.
And one of the things he talks about in his piece in Wall Street Journal today is China is building some industrial facilities here in the U.S., but when they are running those industrial facilities, they're in a position where they can put a great deal of pressure on the unions in those factories to take a pro-China line. Is that paranoia or is it an actual threat?
Well, that is actually what does happen. You know, and we've seen the result of this as China intimidates organizations. We had a graphic explanation of this last year with the National Basketball Association, where China has intimidated the NBA into taking positions which are pro-genocidal. I mean, this is really something that it goes against every American value, every human value. But you have NBA Commissioner Silver saying things, especially in the Chinese releases from the NBA, which are craven.
Okay, people could say, okay, the threat from China has not declined under the 4 years of President Trump. If anything, it seems to have intensified. What should a new president do differently, and what do you expect the new president to do differently?
Well, first of all, this isn't about Trump or about any other American. This is about China and Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, who is pressing and attacking not only the United States but others. What a new president should do is defend the United States by cutting trade, investment, technical agreements. We should be removing consulates, cutting the embassy staff in Washington down to just one or two people. We need to tell China that we are going to defend ourselves, even at cost to ourselves, because China doesn't believe that the U.S. is willing to take the measures that are necessary to protect American society. What Biden will do? We know that every new administration, including Trump, gives China a grace period. But unlike 2017, in 2021, we will not have a moment to lose. We know that the Biden team wants to come to terms with China, but I don't think that they'll be able to do that, whether they talk about climate change or whether they talk about other things. We Americans are going to have to be especially vigilant and making sure that the Biden team doesn't do things which undermine American security.
You, I'm sure, know something about the background of the new Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, the new National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. Are they reasonable and solid on China or question marks?
Well, I think they're a question mark, and the reason is, you know, we've heard a lot of what they've said, and we've read what they've written, but these were things that were written and said 3-4 years ago, which was a different China, also a very different environment in the U.S. What they do as Secretary of State and as National Security Advisor really is up in the air, and at this point, I don't know how they will actually view this. But as I mentioned, a lot of this is not driven by us. This is really almost all driven by China. And this is not just with regard to the United States, but it's regard to other countries where China is driving relations. Countries need to protect themselves. They are in a defensive posture like we are. And so it doesn't matter what Blinken or Sullivan think. It matters what Xi Jinping thinks.
I was just taken by, I mean, right in the neighborhood. Indonesia is a gigantic country. I believe it is the largest Muslim-majority country in the world.
Correct.
And a rising economic power. And they just had a radical Muslim cleric who came back out of exile. they are directly impacted and threatened by China, are they?
Yes. Well, you know, Indonesia is so far away, but it was only a couple of years ago that Beijing, and this is the first time it's done this in decades and decades and decades, actually formally announced that they do not have territorial claims to some Indonesian islands. Remember, Indonesia is like 2,000 miles away from China. But China does claim, without justification, any justification, control over Indonesia's exclusive economic zone, which is breathtaking exercise of sovereignty on the part of China. You know, you talk about Indonesia. I thought you were going to mention that Indonesia actually repatriated some Uyghurs to China, which was Uyghurs are Muslims who live in the northwestern part of the country in Xinjiang. And that was a breathtaking display of subservience.
Servility.
Appeasement.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is not like Indonesia, which most of the time is actually quite resolute in dealing with Beijing. But we have seen China intimidate Jakarta recently. And this is a worrying trend, because if they can push around the largest Muslim-majority country in the world, and you're absolutely correct about that, then God knows what else they can do.
Okay, this is all very sobering. It's one of the reasons that I try to stay in touch with the latest developments regarding China by going to @GordonGChang on Twitter. We'll come back to some of the more of the details about what John Ratcliffe is saying. And I think what he's trying to do is to leave as national director of national intelligence with a very, very clear statement that will require at least some continuity and some support and some a plan of action from a new administration. We will be right back with more on the question about stealing COVID-19 research. Really? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nibbling at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like
as. And they're celebrating this Christmas season down in Savannah, Georgia, even though it isn't generally too freezing or snowy down there. But they do have a red-hot political race going on, of course, in Georgia. Mike Pence is speaking today for the Republican candidates in that double runoff they have coming up January 3rd. He's speaking on behalf of Senator Kelly Loeffler and also speaking on behalf of Senator David Perdue. Let's go directly to the Vice President live.
10 million than 2016. We received the greatest share of minority votes of any Republican in the last 60 years, and we added more than a dozen seats to the United States Congress. And as our election contests continue, here in Georgia and in courts across the country, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out. Never stop fighting to make America great again. That's why President Trump and I need David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler back in the Republican majority in the United States Senate. For all we've done, for all we have yet to do, we need the Peach State to defend the majority. Because the road to the Senate Republican majority runs right through the state of Georgia. Are you with me? You know, there's never a dull moment at a Trump rally, is there?
This is, again, today it's almost a full month before the election. It's 31 days. The election comes up January 5th, and it will be a crucial election. And Let's say, go back to the vice president, see if he's talking specifically about the senatorial candidates or the race. Let's listen.
Women of the Peach State, I'm here on the president's behalf because we need Georgia to send two great senators back to a Republican majority in Washington. We need to send them back because of who they are. We need to send them back because of all that we accomplished together. And we need to send them back because a Republican Senate majority could be the last line of defense, preserving all that we've done to defend this nation, revive our economy, and preserve the God-given liberties we hold dear. But I'm here because of who they are. David Perdue is a son of Macon. Worked his way to the top of the business world, but he answered the call to public service. After spending 40 years as one of the most successful business leaders in America, he decided to serve Georgia. And I can tell you firsthand, he's a principled conservative, a man of deep conviction and faith. And Senator David Perdue has been one of the greatest allies of our administration in Washington, D.C. And another incredible leader, Kelly Loeffler, fourth generation on her family's grain farm. She built her own company up from the ground. She broke barriers in business and sports to become one of Georgia's most successful businesswomen. And I can tell you again, in a very short period of time, she's emerged as one of the most important conservative voices on Capitol Hill. We need Senator Kelly Loeffler back in Washington, D.C. So we support your senators because of who they are, but also because of everything that we've done with their support. I mean, think about it. 4 years ago, we inherited a military that had been hollowed out by devastating budget cuts. An economy
what
that
is
was
notable
struggling
here,
to break out of
it seems to me, listening to Vice President Pence, is that people are giving lusty applause and cheers for anything having to do with Pence and Trump. But much less enthusiasm or passion, really, for Senator Loeffler, who, after all, is a new senator. She was appointed to succeed and occupy the last part of Johnny Isaacson's term because he was in ill health, the previous Republican senator from Georgia. They should win. And the concerns right now are about divisions. Those divisions were supposed to be healed today. I think at one point the governor, Brian Kemp, was supposed to be appearing with Vice President Pence. I assume he will appear with the president tomorrow night. But the governor, Brian Kemp, apparently had a family emergency of some kind today. He could not be there. He's not there at the rally with Vice President Pence, I do not believe. And McClatchy is reporting that despite expecting Trump to continue to stoke tension with state lawmakers and to decry his loss in Georgia, party operatives and officials believe the enthusiasm the outgoing president still produces could be enough to tame Democrats' recent gains in Georgia and preserve the U.S.'s tenuous Senate majority in Washington. Now, certainly they're going to have enough money to help this campaign. There was an amazing announcement. I mean, just a breathtaking announcement today that, with all the other news, didn't get a lot of attention. But the announcement came out this morning that between October 15th and November 23rd, President Trump raised not $100 million, not $200 million. President Trump raised $495 million. There's never been anything like it. $208 million of it, so almost half, poured in after Election Day. And what are they giving to? They're giving to this effort to try to have the election results overturned. We'll bring you up to date on all of that because it's a many-front war, many battles in that war. And none of them going particularly well for the Rudy Giuliani traveling roadshow. It's just not. And yet, raising $208 million, again, at a time where there are a lot of American families who really are hurting. I think it shows some of the level to which people believe in what Donald Trump accomplished in his 4 years as president, and actually are taken in with this idea that he's going to be successful somehow getting legislatures in Arizona and in Georgia, and not to mention in Pennsylvania and Michigan and elsewhere, because it would take at least three states, where the legislatures would have to overturn what are now the certified and official vote totals from those states. And it may be, as people say, a bridge too far. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court yesterday rejected a request from the Trump campaign to revoke the certification of President-elect Joe Biden to win in the state. Now, this does not mean that the legislature, which is controlled in Wisconsin, as it is in Georgia, by both chambers controlled by Republicans, and Republicans did very well in strengthening legislative majorities in this last election, the legislature could theoretically say, look, we don't believe the election results were accurate, so we are going to go ahead and overturn the election results. The difficulty is that in most of the contested states, except for Arizona and Georgia, they're Democratic governors. They're Democratic governors in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Nevada, which is also being contested. And those Democratic governors could designate their own slates. So you have three different slates, or two different slates, making their way to Congress of the United States. And what you have is not a re-vote, which will not happen. What you have is chaos that's destructive to the Republic, it seems to me. We will get to that and much more, plus a bunch of Christmas movies released today. That and more for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.